This is the BBC.
We're in for Grimmy again this morning on the Radio On Breakfast show. It's Scott and Chris. We work out your fingers on Fingers Day. Forget Legs Day. And performance coach Rob tells us some new gym moves to try. Only some of them are made up. How I lost my phone again. EastEnders make a sneaky reference to the royal wedding. Why does Anne-Marie love Christmas crackers so much? And is Meghan Markle really going to be called Princess Henry? Good morning, everyone. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Barely awake on Tuesday morning. Hope you're good. Oh, it's got cold.
It feels like it's turned now. Do you know what I mean? It feels like generally in the UK, it's got cold. But everyone's saying about it. We've got to embrace it. It's the wonderful time of year that we talk about.
It's called winter.
Winter is coming. Winter is here.
It's here. Let me give you some advice today, everyone. If you are single, get yourself a guy who will propose to you with a roast chicken.
I heard
about
that.
How British do you want to be?
Do you know what? I thought we'd exhausted every possible way of talking about the royal engagement that's happened. But you're right, the proposal involving the chicken's an interesting one, isn't it? Was the ring inside the chicken?
Did anyone Google roast chicken recipes immediately afterwards?
Did you have chicken for tea?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, also, it was a Dolmio tray bake. Oh, it wasn't the same.
Was it like a royal chicken? Like, was it specifically selected for the occasion?
No, you just open the packet and spread it over. 30 minutes, done.
Chicken in a bag?
No, not a bag. On a baking tray.
You've progressed in life because everything that you used to cook was chicken in a bag.
Still roast chicken.
Salmon in a bag. Always in a bag.
What I can't get my head around is that neither of them are going to be using their real... No, hang on. What I can't get my head around is that neither of them have their real names. Meghan's not her real name.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Well, what is it?
Rachel.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What is he talking about?
No, she's... Okay, look it up. It's Rachel Meghan Markle. Yeah.
Is it actually?
And his name's Henry. So all the...
Yeah, but Henry is Harry. Meghan's not Rachel.
Why is Henry Harry now?
Well, it's just like, it's just how it works,
isn't
it?
Well, what do you mean?
It's like a Bob and William. Isn't that the same name? Or have I got that wrong?
Bob and Robert.
Oh, Bob and Robert.
Oh,
that's
God,
it.
It's too early for this. Anyway, because Henry is Harry's real name, her name isn't Meghan. She might be Princess Rachel of Wales, and he might be...
Where'd you got Rachel from?
Right,
are you
look
sure?
It up. Look it up.
Scott Mills.
Morning, Harry. No, sorry, I'm getting confused. Morning, Jake in Northampton. He says, proposing over a roast chicken in a cottage sounds like something Shrek would do for Fiona. It is, it's Shrek 5.
It's true.
See, there we are, confirmed by trusted BBC news source, Tina Dehealy. It's Her Royal Highness Princess Henry of Wales. Princess Henry, everyone.
It sounds a bit like a drag act or something, yeah, doesn't it? Full title.
Don't say that. But the Queen could make her Duchess of Sussex. Oh, I want to be Duchess of Sussex.
Scott Mills.
Ow. Early morning injury right there. Oh, I just snapped my headphones on my head like, bow.
I know. Totally your fault.
Oh, I'm so clumsy on these hours. I don't know why.
Totally your fault. No legal sort of...
Have you been injured at work?
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going to get the number later in the ad break on Jeremy Kyle. It really hurts.
I'd love to see you on Jeremy Kyle. I can imagine it.
No, you know I have all those have you been injured adverts in the middle.
That's
where I'm going to get the number from.
Do you know what I like when they... I don't think they've done this for a while on Jeremy Kyle, is when they get people on, but in their characters that they play on Jeremy Kyle.
No.
So they did it with Coronation Street once. They had David Platt on.
Did they?
I think it was around about the time he was seeing Michelle Keegan.
Have you made this up?
On the show, if that makes sense.
What, they come on in character?
They come on in character and do a special. We should get involved in something that.
Clumsy Mills is on. In a minute, I'll tell you how I lost my phone in some oranges yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Embarrassing. I know. True, but yeah.
What's this thing you wanted to share?
Okay, I want to share this. Do you know the Trump new rules thing, which kind of went viral, mate?
One, don't pick up the phone. You know, it's only calling by strength.
It's really clever.
Don't let him in.
You know, they kind of edit all the noises from various press conferences and interviews.
You're going to wake up instead in the morning. And if you're under them, you've been getting over him. I got new rules, I count him.
Okay, a new Trump one for you. As tweeted by Camila Cabello herself last night, she tweeted, Havana, sweetie, I'm so sorry. And then posted this.
Havana, will not.
Trump doing Havana.
Care of my heart is in. Havana, will not.
Is clever.
He took me back to his Atlanta. Na, na, na.
And if you see the video, it's him obviously just doing the OK hand a lot.
Oh, of course. How do they make these?
It must take hours. They've done the whole song, listen.
Potential live lounge?
That would be huge,
it would be big, yes, to be fair. This is my favourite bit. How do they get this? What noise did he ever make in any speech to get that?
I think what they have to do is like get a noise from him, then like auto-tune it as well. Like a nightmare.
Yesterday, Magical Trevor. Today, Donald Trump's version of Havana will be in your head all day.
Scott Mills.
All right, Simon's confusing things even more. Thanks, Simon, for your tweet. He says, I read somewhere that it was either of those, depending if Harry was named Duke of Sussex, and then she would be Princess Henry if he wasn't named Duke. But then, well, she'd be Duchess. Oh, it's too early. I want Donald Trump doing Havana again.
Scott Mills.
Oh, hang on. The governess from The Chase has been on now, and she does know her facts.
The governess sounds like a royal title, sort of.
Governess has been on. Morning, Your Majesty. She says, if she isn't a duchess, she'll be Princess Henry, which isn't the same as Princess Meghan. Like Princess Michael of Kent, whose first name is Marie Christine.
Ah, yes.
Ooh, knowledge.
Her Royal Highness Princess Henry of Wales.
Scott Mills.
Like this person who says, my nana is 75 and gets up at 5:15 to go to the gym 3 times a week.
Yes, nana.
They say, I definitely didn't inherit those genes. No, me neither. Also, good morning to Olivia and Mum Fran. Long journey today from Glasgow to Northamptonshire. They're enjoying it. Ready one of me. And Ash from Peterborough has been on saying, can you thank my apprentice Jordan for making me sit outside his house for 45 minutes until he woke up this morning? Oh, Jordan, you're late. It's 7:14 on the Radio on Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's off again today. Good morning, Emma.
Morning.
Where are you?
I'm in Maidstone.
Ah, Maidstone, the historic county town of Kent.
Yes.
With the River Medway there running through the centre of the town.
Yep.
Linking it with Rochester and then eventually the Thames Estuary, of course.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I know it well. What are you going to be doing today, Emma?
I'm on my way to work at the moment and then I don't finish till 4, so and then I'll just go home and have some dinner and that'll be it, really.
Okay.
Just written off the whole day there. Like, it was more like looking forward to the future rather than just like literally. Yeah. Well, what do you do for a job then?
I work in the emergency services call centre, taking 999.
Amazing.
Call.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I think we've got a great one today. You trust us, right? You trust me and Chris?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
You don't want to risk them celebs.
No, especially those ones.
God knows what Greg Davis has chosen.
No. Do you know what I mean? Could be awful. Yeah. Especially as comedians have to be funny, don't they?
That's
so, like,
yeah,
the
exactly.
choice is likely to be something to annoy everyone.
What, like a novelty song?
Funny. Yeah, like, or it'll be something funny.
Yeah, exactly. That's a bit of a joke.
Bob the Builder.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Ho!
What about this for you, then?
Tunes.
This is me and Chris's one. I would love to hear this in full. Sugar Babes, Freak Like Me. Whoop, whoop. But if you want to take the risk on a gamble, I can offer you, once again, Pink.
Yep.
Greg Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam Payne.
Not
it's going to be one of those three, you see, so it is a gamble there.
It is, yeah. I do like your song, though, and to be honest, I listen every day to your bangers, and I was a bit of a mixture, I don't know, both of you, but this morning I mean, Pink's good, I love her. I'm not sure about Greg, really, to be honest.
Okay.
And Liam, I do like Liam, but I don't know. I think this morning I'm going to go with you and Chris.
Yeah! Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad you listen in the afternoon to bangers. You trust us, right?
Yeah, always, yeah.
I think it's terrible that we're all assuming what Greg Davis's terrible
That's
music
true.
Knowledge is.
Have a good day, Emma.
And you, thanks.
Morning Martha in London, he says, that is literally my favourite song of all time. Well, ever.
Wow.
Ever. Okay. I mean, it is good. It is really good. Stuart in Glasgow says, yes, guys, what a tune to start my Tuesday. Jim in the van says, poor choice, lads. Should have gambled. Shame on you. Shame. It's just an easier choice to go with us. It's kind of like, you trust us, right?
I thought that sounded good. But then again, you don't know what the gamble would have been.
We were talking about just now, I don't know if anyone remembers what the choreography was to that Sugar Babes track. There seemed to be a pole and they just kind of walked around it, all three of them.
Yeah, generally, at this point with the Sugar Babes, they'd be in a three, but they'd just kind of gently walk in between each other.
See, that wouldn't cut it now.
But in quite a lazy way.
Yeah, because you've got Little Mix now.
Yeah, it's not like Little Mix where it's like, pa, 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 like...
walking around a pole.
Proper dance moves,
2017,
yeah.
Not really going to happen.
Scott Mills.
Got an idea this morning. We just talk about people that that are in the gym really, really early.
Yeah.
And it's mad. Well, the amount of people texting in.
It is, and there'll be lots of people listening right now that do want to get fit. Might not be feeling the gym this morning.
So we got something which we're going to do about 7:40 that isn't too strenuous for you if you're a newbie. You don't have to have gone to the gym recently or anything.
Yeah, but if you are one of those gym heads, it ticks a box as well.
Yeah, but anyone can do it. We were talking about it a bit yesterday because I got to the point where I can't even fit hula hoops on my fingers anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a bit fat. So we're going to bring you after 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. I know Jesus.
Seriously, someone needs to find me a version of that without the ripping paper on it because it's pushing me over the edge.
Points as well. It sounds like you're throwing things at me.
Oh, it sounds like I'm like kicking bins and that. Like,
I've had enough!
I've had enough of you!
Yeah.
Like knocking chairs over and that.
Scott Mills.
Let's say get well soon to Grimmy because he's not well.
Oh,
He doesn't like to mention it, but he's not well.
Get well soon, Grimmy.
So this is Scott and Chris on the Radio and Breakfast Show. That was Plan B and Heartbeat. Before that, How Did We Get So Dark, Royal Blood. Hope you're good this morning. It's 7:39. Don't forget, we are 10 minutes away from Fingers Day. Everyone does leg day and complains about it. Never work out your fingers, do you?
But there's always a day for something in the gym. Right, we concentrate on fingers, Scott.
What's the day? Fingers Day, yes. On BBC Radio 1.
Coming up in 10 minutes, first Sinead, tell me everything.
Okay, so last night's EastEnders included a topical reference to
the news. I love it when they do this.
It's really good, isn't it? So this, of course, was the news of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's engagement. If you missed it, it was once again a scene that's completely unrelated to any other storyline in EastEnders. So this one, set in the is Kathy asking Shaquille why he's glued to his phone.
Yes, love. Hello?
Ah, sorry.
You're back in the room?
Yeah, can I just get this, please?
What's so interesting?
Not much, just some prince bloke marrying some actress.
What? Harry and Meghan?
Boy! Oh,
nothing much. You kids.
It's taken a while to script that one, mustn't
calf,
it?
Calf in the calf there.
So the thing is, right, so the announcement obviously of the engagement was made about 10:30 yesterday. So did they film it and insert it yesterday or was it already in the can?
I mean, it's really clever. I reckon...
But it wouldn't have taken much work, that, would it?
No,
That wasn't a difficult bit of scripting there, was it?
Yeah, and it kind of didn't correlate to any of the other bits of the storyline.
No, exactly.
So I mean, it could have been done weeks ago, just in case. It's like, right, keep that for when it happens. But maybe they had insider knowledge.
Maybe. Or maybe just at 10:30 yesterday, they rallied Kath and Shaquille. They weren't doing anything else. Got them in the calf.
But if
would
it's
have taken
been...
about half an hour to film that, surely.
Yeah, but if it's been done in advance, they do more of them. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Like, have others ready to go.
Yeah, but do you think they do it for all of them? Do you think?
Sorry, that's blown my mind. I just dropped my pen.
Right.
Yeah, think about it. Like,
what, so do you think they had one like at the time last year, like in the calf? Hello? No way. Donald Trump?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly the same. Exactly the same. Yeah.
So now, Miley Cyrus has made quite a strange confession. So, she's a coach on The Voice in the States.
Yeah.
And after one of the contestants performed last night, a girl called Brooke Simpson, she sang Pink's What About Us. Miley said, she's got such an amazing ear and an amazing way to interpret pop music. I'm the pop star sitting here and I don't even like pop music half the time. She then goes on to say, and I don't even like my own pop music most of the time. But she loved this performance, saying you could take a song that's on the radio that I can't even relate to and make it about you. Oh. So Miley Cyrus doesn't really like pop music or her own music, and clearly not Pink's music either.
Oh.
So there we go.
What, not even Party in the USA?
Well, Banger. She just says she doesn't like most of her music, so she hasn't been specific. Okay. Now, filming of the latest series of The Crown seemingly got derailed by Big Brother. Hmm? So, you know, they're both made at Elstree Studios, and the set's apparently back onto each other. So when The Crown would be filming sort of night scenes on a Friday night as the Big Brother evictions were happening, the cast would get drowned out by Emma Willis and the crowd's cheering.
Oh, could they not have built it in? Because, I mean, what is the set for The Crown then? I'm
assuming it's
like
Buckingham Palace.
Or could they not just pretend it was like Angry Peasants in the background? Like outside the palace.
The peasants are revolting, Your Majesty.
I guess it depends what lines they were trying to film. So they were saying, apparently the Sun had been told it was really annoying the characters. They were trying to deliver huge lines from history and then drowned out with stuff like, you're live on Channel 4, please don't swear, and you've been evicted from Big Brother house. So I don't know how that would fit in.
It's
the cheering,
hard to work
yes.
In, yeah.
The cheering.
Oh.
Your Majesty, the peasants are revolting.
I hope I live long enough to get to Meghan's bit on The Crown, but I don't think I will.
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah.
What do you mean? Because
yeah.
It's like it just goes on and on through history, doesn't it?
Yeah, so got you.
Props not. Thanks, Sinead.
Scott Mills.
For some reason, we were talking about, gyms yesterday and legs day, which everyone seems to hate. I mean, how many Instagrams do you see where people are like, oh, legs day, the worst? So today, if we do fingers today, mate, and we'll do legs tomorrow, all right?
I was talking about something called Thoga yesterday, thumb yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'd seen as well.
Yeah.
Sure. Fingers Day seems really sensible. It's great, this, because anyone who wants to get their quota of fitness done this morning, we can get this all out of the way today.
Absolutely.
Be
you ready?
Fit the rest of the day.
It's Fingers Day!
Fiona doesn't seem sure.
Just a blank expression across the face there. It's because you don't like the gym, right?
Are you keen?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right, don't be shy. Let us know if you are using your fingers this morning. 81199.
Yeah, exactly. Please just send your name and how many fingers you're using to 81199.
Yeah. So we need your name and how many fingers? 81199. Get your fingers out.
Right, let's
okay.
Get fit.
Gentle warm-up, here we go. Let's get those fingers working.
I'm just going for the invisible treadmill.
Imagine it's like a tiny treadmill. You can do this under the covers if you're still in bed. You can do this on your way to work. Be safe, obviously, if you're driving. You can do Donald Trump hand if you want, that okay hand that he uses annoyingly in every single
that's great.
Speech that he does. And Trump, and Trump, and Trump, and Trump, Trump. Or you can just scrunch it out, okay? So, this is happening. Here we go. And scrunch fingers, and out, and scrunch, and out.
It's quite like Spider-Man.
And
go
out.
Well.
Yeah, like the web.
Go
and
well.
Out.
Give me an F! Give me an I! Give me an N! Give me a G! Give me an E! Give me an R!
It's great.
Give me an S!
You can do... Yes, fingers.
Fingers!
You can do this in the bed, in the car. You can go Bikram by using a plastic bag on your hands.
Now...
Maybe up the resistance with a rubber band.
I feel that we've... This is either the best or worst thing we've ever done. I feel that we've upped the intensity now, so everyone across the UK, now we've warmed up. Are you ready? Let's know where you are. Let's finger blast!
Get your fingers moving! And swipe, and swipe, and press, and swipe, and flick, and swipe, and swipe
Trump.
Again.
Oh.
Swipe it. Fingers together, and starfish! Let me see those fingers do the talking!
Come on!
Swipe, swipe, swipe. Swipe. Let me see you swiping.
Hello, Luke. He says, sweat literally dripping from my fingers right now. Amazing workout. Hello, Robin Cornwall. He's using three fingers. Chloe endorse it. This is an amazing workout for me. Thank you.
Chris from Somerset, warming up the fingers, ready for a day's decorating.
Nick in Leicester already sat at his desk this morning using all eight and both thumbs. Oh, advanced.
Jenny in Maidstone's working all eight fingers and thumbs, sorting the washing out.
Yeah.
I think she means like eight fingers and two thumbs, I'm assuming.
How many thumbs? There will be people listening. My thumbs are going mad with excitement, says Natalie. Lara from London, painting her nails on her steering wheel. That's not allowed. Stop that. But she is stretching her fingers as well. Can't do the workout as I've broken my fingers, says Charlotte from Manchester. Maybe next time. Brian in Nottingham using four fingers, so kind of medium level there. Okay, guys, I think we're done.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Oliver, whose fingers have been flexing at breakfast, ready for school. Thank you, Alison, for tweeting me. Also, Lucy. Feels like she's done her quota of exercise for the day. Laura, on the way to Manchester, says, can't wait for cheat day tomorrow after that. Simon, though, in Don't Try and Sue Me, Please, he says, aren't we supposed to cool down to stop getting injury after a workout?
Of course.
I think I just strained my fingers. Where there's blame, there's a claim. Okay, yeah, we should probably warm down. So, okay, take the intensity right down and stretch. Slow. And out. Stretch. That's it. Slowly does it. And out. Sometimes what they do, if I go to exercise class, they do some inspirational LA type stuff now. They're like, visualise the person you want to be. Become that person. So that's what I'm doing for you now.
There's so many people messaging as well saying that they actually regularly do these kind of finger exercises.
Right, so the next step really, because look how much money he's made, is do what the body coach did. Do you remember in the summer he had like 4,000 people in Hyde Park in London doing a mass HIIT workout?
Yeah.
Our next step really is loads of Radio 1 listeners doing like a mass group finger blast in a big park somewhere.
Yeah,
that's the aim.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. If you have just put us on this morning, we did mention this earlier, but this could be news to you. Meghan Markle is going to become Her Royal Highness Princess Henry of Wales.
Right, I'm gonna get this properly clarified now.
It's so confusing.
It's
Princess Henry of Wales.
Is it? It's Her Royal Highness. Yes, you're right. Her Royal Highness Princess Henry of Wales, we think.
Or could be Princess Rachel or something.
Well, you were saying, and this blew my mind actually, her first name is actually Rachel.
Yeah, so Harry's not Harry, he's Henry, and she is Rachel, not Meghan, which is confusing because she was also Rachel in Suits.
It does feel like everyone's just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll come back to us with an answer on that.
Yeah, and I think they're going to announce more details of the wedding today. Keen. So many people are messaging in the names for gym workouts since we did Fingers Day earlier. Reese from Brighton goes to the gym a lot. He says we should try the yawning hippo. See, I'm worried that that's rude. Or is that an actual gym move?
I don't know.
Let's get some clarity. Good morning, personal trainer Rob.
Hello, Scott.
Now, Rob, that's not what your title is, as you've told me many a time when we've been training, isn't it?
Yes, I'm a performance coach. There's levels to this.
Ah, so you're Scott's personal trainer, performance coach.
Allegedly, when he turns up.
This is like The Voice. Oh, this is good, actually. We can find out all sorts from this. So it's like The Voice, your coaches rather than...
He's a performance coach.
That's it.
And Rob knows best because he trains all the stars.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got Emma Willis, Ollie Murs, Paloma Faith. They all go to him. Isn't that right, Rob?
That is correct, Scott.
Now, Rob is the expert here. He is going to read out some exercise names, a bit like your personal trainer does, and you just go... Oh, yeah, right. There must be a real one if he's saying it.
I will perform that now.
Yes, I will do that for you.
On demand.
But Rob is going to chuck in some made-up ones. We've just got to work out which is which. Okay, Rob, your first one, please.
The Turkish get-up.
Turkish get-up.
I don't think you've ever asked me to do those.
The tricky thing about this game is working out, even just by the sound of it, what it would be. The Turkish get-up. It sort of sounds like an exercise.
It sounds like it could be like some kind of sit-up or something.
Yeah, but what is the Turkish element to it?
Don't know.
Hard to tell.
Well, there's another one, isn't there? Bulgarian something or other. What's that one, Rob?
The Bulgarian split squat.
There's what other Bulgarian ones are there?
Single leg, this was Romanian single leg deadlift and the Romanian deadlift as well.
Why have they got Romanian and Bulgarian before them?
Well, because basically the guys that led them were like these post-war great coaches, and they pioneered these things as part of the weightlifting program and the Olympic lifting. So Bulgarian, well, they were really big at one point. The Romanians were really big. Obviously, the Russians were really big. Were the Turkish really big? That's down to you to decide.
Right. I'm just trying to write this down. What was that one called? The Bulgarian goat swing?
No, there is a Bulgarian bag, which you do swing.
You've got a Bulgarian bag.
This is mad. There's so many different terms. Okay, all right. So,
do you want us? We're in your gym. What do you want us to do? I've forgotten what you said.
Turkish get-up.
I wanted to do a Turkish get-up,
right,
please.
And no. I'm going to say that is an exercise.
I'm
going
to say you are, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Is that real?
It is real.
Yes.
What is it?
It's often done with a kettlebell. It has been done with dumbbells and even people. But it's basically you hold the weight straight arm from the floor down and then get up in three or four stages. So then the weight that was on the floor and you're lying on the floor is now, you were horizontal and you're now completely vertical and the weight is vertical still above the head. And you then get back down with it. So you get up, you get back down, you get up, you get back down.
Okay, oh, so that's a Turkish get-up.
Yeah.
Could it also be known as the Turk jerk?
You can call it whatever you want, Chris.
Okay, another one?
Another one. The reverse hyper donkey kick.
Oh, come on.
Reverse hyper donkey kick. I mean, that sounds ridiculous. It sounds like something off Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Ho.
Anything with reverse in it I like, though.
Yeah? To elaborate?
I like the sound of it, because it sounds like well complicated. It sounds like an advanced move.
Reverse is normally just spinning it around the other way, isn't
it? That's right. I'm going to say...
Reverse is a great addition to any exercise. You do the exercise forward, and then in reverse.
Real?
What was it? Sorry.
Reverse hyper donkey. Pay attention. Reverse hyper donkey kick.
Kick. Sorry. I wrote down something else. Reverse hyper donkey. So what's the hyper element to it? I can sort of imagine a high kick with this, but behind like a donkey. If you imagine you're all fours. Sorry, I'm just trying to demonstrate the exercise.
Also, can
here.
You not say all fours, please?
I'm
it's
on,
one of my least favourite phrases.
I'm on all fours and I'm just kicking out like a donkey would.
Stop saying all fours.
So reverse... in a hyper kind of way would be like back in, wouldn't it?
What are you doing?
Well, I think I'm performing a reverse hyper donkey kick.
Okay, let's say real on that. Rob?
Yep, that is real.
Come on.
What is it?
It's, say you're on all fours.
Can we all stop saying all fours?
I can't help it. I don't know how else to explain it. Say you're bent over.
Okay, I'm bent over, yeah.
And your hands and knees.
Hands and knees.
And you're going to kick your leg up behind you. The hyper bit means it goes into hyperextension, which means it goes into like a beyond normal range of motion. And so you're kicking up that heel behind you. Like a
donkey.
You don't have to scream like a donkey when doing it. That's optional.
Oh, that'll be fun.
From what I understood, you're tipping one leg up,
yeah.
Cocking the leg,
yeah.
And you're going to kick out like a donkey.
Yeah,
ready?
And then make this noise.
That's one. That's mad.
Call you back, mate. I'm going to have to call you back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, speak to you in a minute.
2 seconds.
Scott Mills.
I'm banning all fours now as a phrase. From now on, thank you.
I'm don't know so what confused.
Right,
what just
so
happened?
Rob, the personal trainer, seemed to get really busy there and said, I'll call you back while speaking on the radio.
I like that you're going
to
reaction.
Know how this works.
I'm sort of looking around, your go-to reaction, just play a song.
Yeah, play a song. Let's call him back then. I'll call you back.
You won't believe this. I missed my train. I got on the wrong one.
Oh, you're joking me.
No, I got on the wrong train.
Oh, no, all because of a silly radio feature.
So I've now got to pay for another ticket.
Rob, we're wondering...
We're worried about you. You just sort of ran off.
I know, I was like...
Joke.
Why is this train not leaving? And then I looked up and it was platform 12, not platform 13. I'd got the train up. Typical.
You're going to be late now and you've got to pay again.
I've got to pay again, that's the problem. And it's going to cost me an arm and a leg, isn't it?
Well, luckily you've got celebrity clients, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can afford it.
That I can plead poverty to.
I just say that, look, just blame it on me. Just say I'm on Radio 1.
All right, yeah.
But anyway, can we go back to what we were talking
about? We can. Sorry, I've got loads of time now because this train's at least for 25 minutes.
Nightmare.
Right, let's do some more of these. So I'm on the line to performance coach Rob Solly. He knows all the exercises, but he's also making some up for us, and we've got to decide which one is which.
Okay.
You've got another one for us, Rob?
The Glaswegian tackle.
The Glaswegian tackle, okay.
Okay.
I think it's interesting putting the Glaswegian before it, because in Rob's list before of great sort of exercise people, if that's what you call them, he didn't mention Glaswegians.
No.
So for a Glaswegian tackle to be famous, I'm not so sure. Scott?
Let's go no on that.
Your take on the Glaswegian tackle?
No. I think it's fake. Rob?
You are both correct.
Yeah. Okay.
The Glaswegian tackle is one I made up.
All right, Rob, can we have one more, please? And me and Chris will see
if... do as many as you want.
Let's do one more for now, then, and we'll see if me and Chris think it's real or not.
Okay. The three-position snatch.
I have heard of the snatch before.
I have.
In the Olympics.
I'm not. Oh, yeah, of course. But not three-positioned.
The three-position snatch. Well, let's try and figure out what those positions would be. Scott, what would you say? Imagine the snatch, and then you've got three. Imagine the
I
snatch.
I can't imagine it.
Okay, right. I'm trying to think of what these three positions would be. Because if you think about it, the snatch is like picking up something, isn't it? So you could do left hand, right hand, then what do you do?
Well, we haven't got any hands left, have you?
Left hand, right hand, total eclipse. I don't know. What can you do? This is why I'm thinking it might be made up, because what would the three positions be? You've only got two hands. On that base, I don't think this is real.
Okay, let's say it's not real. Okay, Rob?
It's real.
What is that? It?
Well, it's a snatch, but you're really working on the three positions of the snatch. You know, where your knees bend, where your hips bend, where your shoulders are.
Can you just quickly confirm what a snatch is as well?
A snatch is where you explode the weight from the floor, so it's a barbell, all the way to the sky. You usually drop underneath it, so you've got one, two, three positions to get it all the way to the sky. And it's very heavy weight, so you literally explode it up, drop underneath it, straight arms, and then stand through the weight, and you've got the triple extension at the end.
Oh. Is this something Scott has explored with you?
Oh, many, many, many times.
Have I done it? And I've not.
He's well versed in the snatch.
So I've been doing this and not even knowing it.
Yeah, I just don't call it that.
Oh, okay, cool.
What do you call it to Scott?
I just say lift this above your head. Yeah,
he does. Keeps it simple.
Simplify.
You have to for me. Okay, Rob. I'm sorry about the train scenario.
No worries. It's my fault.
Rob Sully, you are the best. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Good game, thank you.
Scott Mills
here in for Grimmy. Must have looked so weird yesterday. I'm actually a liability when we do the show, I've decided. I just lose everything, I become clumsy. Mm. I already hurt my head this morning by smacking them really hard with the headphones. I'm just clumsy.
You really are so clumsy. Like, normally there's spillages, not in the studio, obviously. Outside of the studio, Scott spills.
Oh, do you remember when I spilled that whole coffee the other day?
Not in
Don't say
the
that.
Area where we received an email about spillages in that area. We should point out it was...
No, somewhere different.
Well away, but...
I spill stuff.
Just clumsy ass,
I lose
man.
Stuff, especially when I'm getting up early. Thought I'd lost my house keys at one point yesterday. So you know how much I stress about it as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, where are I? So anyway, I found them. Then I go to my local shop, like yesterday evening about 7 o'clock, like a small shop near me, just to get some essentials, you know what I mean?
Someone's doing well.
Well, not really. I'm just going to get some like vegetables and that, try and cook myself something.
What are you doing with them?
Chuck them in a pan, babe.
Yeah, because you've learnt how to do slow cooker now, haven't
no,
you?
No, it's not. It wasn't slow. It was fast.
Well, you've advanced to fast cooking.
Yes, I have.
I thought you just did slow cooker now.
No.
Which was impressive.
Thank you. No, I've moved up. I'm like casserole now. Anyway, so getting my groceries.
That's slow cooked.
No, it isn't. This one wasn't.
What, it's a fast cooked casserole?
What it is. I don't know what it is, but it was on the hob. Anyway, hob? Who?
Hob.
Right, so I've got some groceries, right? I go all the way home. Then I'm like, where's my phone? No phone on me. And you know how much I stress about this. I'm like, oh, God, where is it? So I walk all the way back to the shop, and all the time I'm looking down at the pavement to see where I've dropped it. I'm retracing my steps. Mm. I'm like, okay, I walked on this side of the road. It's got to be here somewhere. It's not. Go back into the shop. I'm all the time, by the way, I'm ringing this phone, which
with
is,
what?
Normally it's on silent.
With your, it wasn't, how are you ringing it?
Oh, I took my housemate's phone to ring my phone.
Two phones, that's suspicious.
Because I was like, I need to borrow your phone, and then I can ring it and find out where it is. So I ring it again, and this time I'm in the shop and I can hear it, but it's really like, it's like this. And I'm like, right, it's definitely there, but where is it? So like a madman, I'm looking around going, where is it? Is it by the beans? Not by the beans. And then it starts to get louder as I head towards the vegetables.
Mm.
Okay. So, and I'm sorry if you were in the shop yesterday because I was getting some weird looks. I was actually listening to all the veg. So I'm like, I'm listening to parsnips. Is it in there?
It's not in the parsnips.
Hang on. I'll head towards the potatoes. Maybe I'll get the sound will get nearer. No, it's not the potatoes.
Wait, did you check the leeks?
And I'm scrabbling through, like, oh, it's not in the leeks. Dropped in a bag of oranges, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah.
And just, like, it just must have fallen out or something. Or why were you hiding it like some kind of squirrel?
Didn't even buy oranges. Scott Mills. Oh, this is classic. Cara from Devon. Lost her phone, got really stressed about it, ended up getting a new one, and then found the old one in the fridge. I've done that.
Fridge?
Yeah, I've done that before. Because you're late night snacking. That's what's happening there.
Yeah, but you're not using the light on your phone for the fridge because the fridge is a light, right? So no, why would you put the phone in the fridge?
You're obviously holding your phone. You go for a late night snack and you just rest it on the. No, just me, no.
So you're swapping the phone.
Rest it on
cheese,
one of the shelves,
that
there.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But then you one, it goes really cold, and two, you normally buy a new one and then find it in the fridge. Or is it just me? Imagine though, last night, like 7 o'clock, I'm in this little shop listening to parsnips.
Also, however many times you must have called that phone, must have been well annoying for shopkeeper.
Like, what are you doing? Oh, they're in the oranges, sauce. Scott Mills. I'm still trying to get my head around the fact that Rachel from Suits' real name is Rachel, not Meghan. Markle.
Ah. Oh, so is it a situation where the character name is the same?
Yeah, so she's called Rachel in Suits, but her name is also Rachel Meghan Markle. So potentially Princess Rachel or the Duchess of Sussex. I want to be Duchess of Sussex.
That sometimes happens with soaps where characters have the same name.
Yeah.
And then it, especially when you're a soap character, then it doesn't really feel like acting, does it?
Well, I've got this long established theory that soap stars aren't acting anyway.
Well, it's just them.
Have you seen Fizz in Coronation Street and I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah,
she's just playing her. BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills. No acting required there. Apologies to all soap actors, but it's like Shane Ritchie. He is Alfie Moon.
So you're saying it's not real acting if you're...
He's just being himself. Yeah. Just like delivering the lines. He's very good at it, as is Fizz, I'd like to say.
Controversial.
Not
might be good
name.
To get a soap star on that matter.
Well, they're exactly the same in real life as they are in the soap, is what I'm saying.
So you're saying it's more like a reality thing. Hey, Scott, I've got some news for you. Big news if you're keen for this after the show.
Right.
Me and you to go to the Raxu Watford homecoming. Raxu, of course, from X Factor.
Of course. Isn't it the final this week?
Yes, the final this week.
Why did they move it so early?
Well, early this year. But anyway, it's the homecoming thing. If you watched X Factor at the weekend, they had the battle buses going out at the end. Of course they did, with their faces on the side. Anyway, I was fascinated because being from Watford myself, I was like, yes, I can go along to one of these homecomings, finally. Raxu are going to Watford.
In the bus?
I've just seen they've tweeted, right? Mm. Good morning, guys. We're heading back to Watford, but the performance is going to be at the footy, not an open one. So, if I'm right then, the Raxu homecoming isn't going to be a homecoming because everyone's just going to be going to the football to see Watford against United tonight, right?
Well, normally,
so it's just going to be football fans.
On the homecoming, don't they have, like, whoever it is, Nicole Scherzinger there, and they just, like, they're normally in the town centre and they'd have like a big crowd there, maybe in the shopping centre there in Watford, and they'll do a performance, no?
Now, Watford is a very... Exactly, that's how it should be. Now, Watford is a very friendly place, of course, a friendly crowd at the football, but football fans will notoriously turn against this type of thing and the chanting will be could be on.
Oh.
I'm going to be there tonight.
Are
do you want to come with me?
It sounds like quite a good night out, potentially.
Yeah.
What, the Raksu homecoming? I assume it's at halftime in the Watford match tonight.
Didn't they also say, oh yeah, in Watford, this is last week, in Watford everyone knows everyone else.
Oh yeah, we were talking about this. I text you because it's my least favourite phrase when you're from a town, you say, thing is about Essex or thing is about Watford, everyone knows everyone. No, they don't.
No, you're from Watford.
I'd never heard of Raksu
You've never met any Raksu in your life. Fake news.
Everyone knows everyone.
Scott Mills.
I want to now speak to good pop star and all-round good soul, Anne-Marie. There goes the alarm, ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him now. Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
You're
right?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say sorry about yesterday.
That's all right. Yeah, I did try and call you yesterday. I just feel that I'm being a bit keen by just calling you again, but there we are.
I didn't even know that was my answering machine. I think I did that about 7 years ago, and I didn't even know what it was until I listened to it back, and it's the cringiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, you say that a lot about most of the things you say, though, don't you? You're like, oh, God, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, I'm quite cringy.
Yeah, this is your voicemail message.
Yo, it's Anne-Marie, innit? Leave a message.
And take your call right now.
So that's what I got yesterday. I was just ringing you to discuss your social media over the weekend. Why were you opening Christmas crackers on your own?
Basically, I'm addicted to Christmas crackers.
I noticed.
All year round. And there was one birthday I actually asked for just Christmas crackers for my birthday present.
That's mad.
Yeah, so I came downstairs and the whole floor was just filled with Christmas crackers. Honestly, I was in heaven. But anyway, I'm addicted to Christmas crackers.
Can you get them all year round?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay.
And I this was the last cracker as well, so I was like really excited. And I pulled it and the joke inside said, what kind of medicine does Dracula take? And then the answer was, con medicine. And I was like, what?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it. What is this, some sort of absolute actual joke on me?
I see. And it's like the joke's so rubbish it's on
you. Can you repeat the joke for me, please?
So it was, what kind of medicine does Dracula take? And then the joke was, con medicine.
No, I don't get it.
Which is surely wrong,
a
right?
A really rubbish joke.
So I tweeted it, everyone was like, oh, I don't get it. Maybe it's like some sort of special thing. And apparently it's just a spelling mistake. The joke cracker man, the cracker joke man, actually made a spelling mistake, and it's supposed to be coughing medicine. Which is funny. That's funny.
That is funny. I'm obsessed that you're obsessed with Christmas crackers all year round.
They're so good, though.
Right. Well, you must be in your element on Christmas Day.
I know, I'm literally the happiest human in the whole world.
Why do you love them so much? Because the jokes are generally lame.
I don't know. I do know what's going to happen, but I feel like every time I forget what happens.
This is why we love you.
And, yeah, I like the smell of the bang and the crackers and the hats and the little toys that are rubbish.
Wow, loving life.
Wow. Anne-Marie, thank you for being on again. I've spoken to you on Radio 1 more than any of my friends or family in life, but but I'm loving it that way.
Scott Mills.
Oh, God, I love her.
She's amazing.
If things were different, I might marry.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of assumptions for a number of different reasons there, but we'll go with it.
I'm just saying.
But what you're saying is...
I just really enjoy her company.
Similar to someone on the text who said, they're anonymous, but that she's kind of your spirit animal.
Yeah, she totally is.
Oh, without calling her, yeah. I mean it in a good way.
Someone says, I've never heard Anne-Marie before. She is absolutely hilarious. What an amazing person to hear on the radio in the morning. Cheered me right up on a Tuesday. She's like a tonic, Anne-Marie.
But there's something a little bit tragic for me about a really successful pop star opening crackers to
on her own.
On their own.
Well, Chris, she just loves...
Laughing away.
She loves the smell of the bang.
I know. What a lovely way to put that as well.
The rubbish toys, the lame jokes. Literally, she's in her element. But yeah, it is a bit weird imagining the lady that just sang that song on her own in the living room going, not even anyone to pour the cracker with. Yeah. She's pulling both ends.
I know what she means, though, about the smell of the
bang.
Small bit inside. Yeah, the smell of the bang. Yeah. I don't know how else you describe it.
What is that?
It's just
like gunpowder.
Just a small explosive. Gunpowder?
Ho!
What is it? Yeah, that's
I don't
a really
know.
Good point.
See, I would cook her a roast chicken. Definitely would.
What, an engagement chicken?
Yes. Apparently that's a thing Fiona was just telling us.
Fiona was saying...
What is it? Engagement chicken? Because like this is we're talking about this because Prince Harry and Meghan, you probably did see yesterday, Meghan Markle, were having a cosy night in, as you do at Kensington Palace, and he proposed over a roast chicken. Mm. I wonder, was the chicken like in the middle of the table at the time?
And was the ring inside?
Was the ring up it?
I don't think the ring was involved in the chicken, but there's a myth that the chicken, if you cook a chicken for a loved one, then they'll propose to you.
All right.
Which is mad. So there's recipes online. Me and Fiona were just looking.
Called engagement chicken.
Engagement chicken.
Yeah, like lemony chickens.
I never knew that was a thing. Scott Mills. Okay, we're hoping Grimmy will be back tomorrow. Get well soon, Grimmy. It's Scott here on the Radio Breakfast Show in his absence. Sinead's got some more entertainment for us.
Yes, so it was the Gotham Independent Film Awards last night in New York. So these are all about the indie films that are kind of doing well and over the past year, and perhaps will do well in the Oscars too. So Get Out and Call Me By Your Name were the big winners. Get Out won Best Director and Screenplay, and Call Me By Your Name won Best Feature. James Franco's Best Actor, and Saoirse Ronan was Best Actress. But the big award of the night went to Nicole Kidman. She was handed the Film Tribute Award by Reese Witherspoon, who took maybe 15 to 20 minutes to document Nicole's career.
Wow.
And basically, it was just a massive love in between the two of them. So here's Reese, first of all.
I love you so much. I think you're so wonderful. And if anybody has any follow-up questions about Nicole's career, I will be available after this brief clip of all of her films.
And so then the loving continued when Nicole took to the stage to collect her award.
Sit down. I don't deserve that. And I know I shouldn't say that. I should go, no, I do deserve this. I want to say thank you to Reese, who is one of my closest, closest friends. And simply put, to know you is to love you, baby.
Oh, it's proper lovey-loving, isn't it?
Isn't it? But it's interesting because at the sort of height of the success of Big Little Lies, there were so many rumours in lots of the American press basically saying they hated each other, the egos were clashing, you know, Nicole wanted like a bigger role or like more, you know, production credits or whatever. So obviously all of that is not true unless...
Unless they're acting.
They're acting last night.
You know, which they're winning awards for.
Yes,
so.
Indeed.
If I was Reese Witherspoon, my comeback if I was Reese Witherspoon was like, I think you're amazing, I love everything about you, but you weren't in Legally Blonde though, were you? And I was, so yeah.
Now, more film news. So the director of Titanic is asking fans to let Jack go. So the film was out 20 years ago, right? And people are still asking why Jack didn't get on the door, claiming he didn't need to die. You know, there's lots of people doing the physics around the size of the door and all the rest of it. And yeah. It's still going on. Well, James Cameron...
People are really into it, aren't they?
Oh, still, like, yeah.
There must have been room for Jack. Move over, Kate. What was her name?
Rose.
Yeah,
Rose.
Move over. Well, there's plenty of room on this door.
Are there conspiracies around it as well? Maybe he just swam under and...
Yeah,
like,
or that, you know, that he... Yeah, I mean, there's loads around it. Like, actual people doing physics to work out, you know, whether he could have been there, how long he should have been in the water before he sunk down.
Yeah.
Did he sink down too quickly? Well, James Cameron, who is the director, has a very simple explanation as to why, so that people can stop coming up with these theories and ideas. So he told Variety magazine that the reason he died is because it says on page 147 of the script that Jack dies. That's the simple reason behind it.
Right.
So
that's the technical
the
reason.
End.
Yes, can you? And he's like, can you please stop asking me about it? Maybe then you probably should have said that probably 20 years ago and then it would stop people. He was like, I think it's all kind of silly, really, that we're having this discussion 20 years later. Could have nipped it in the bud there, James.
Right, you could have said it before. Scott Mills. Clara was fuming with Titanic. Still is, 20 years on. Felt that Rose could have made more of an effort there to help Jack.
It was a little bit, never let go, never let go.
Oh, okay,
off
bye.
You go.
Yeah, just dropped him into the ocean there. And I should probably apologise to Big John, who's never seen Titanic and wants to know where the spoiler alert was.
I think it's expired.
John, mate, come on. Nice work by EastEnders last night, managing to work this topical scene in with Kaff in the Kaff.
Yes, love. Hello?
Oh, sorry.
You're back in the room?
Yeah, can I just get this, please?
What's so interesting?
Nothing much, just some prince bloke marrying some actress.
What? Harry and Meghan?
Oi! Oh,
nothing much. You kids.
No, right, so did you hear this, Clara? That Kath in the Kath last night mentioned Harry and Meghan. There's someone on the phone there. Now, did they record that months ago?
I reckon, absolutely.
Or did they do it at like 10 o'clock yesterday morning?
I think they did that in preparation, knowing that it was imminent.
So that means, but that means then that they've planned for other things as well.
Oh yeah, like oh,
could be anything. Could be absolutely.
Like I said earlier, like had they did they do one? It's like hello. No, wait, Donald Trump.
Mm.
Like they could do it. They could have done it for loads of them.
Mm.
Also, this whole news yesterday has reminded me of me and Clara often bond over quite bad reality TV.
What are you watching at the moment?
No, no, no. This is something the Harry and Meghan thing reminded me of it.
Oh gosh.
Do you remember the reality show I Wanna Marry Harry?
Yes!
Right? Which was basically a competition, a fake one, on it was on ITV2 here.
Of course it was.
And
they're all on ITV2.
Would now be on ITVB. Oh, yeah. And it was a fake competition to really win the hand in marriage of Prince Harry. So there were 12 American women. All of them somehow believed that they were competing for the affections of actual Prince Harry, but it was a lookalike. Here's the trailer.
What happens when you take a regular guy who looks a lot like this guy?
I already love him already.
Give him a palatial mansion, servants, security, and a private helicopter.
That's Prince Harry.
And throw in 12 American girls competing for a ring.
American girls, they're really forward.
From the network that brought you Joe Millionaire comes a series with a royally wicked twist.
There's one more thing you should know.
What?
I wanna marry Harry.
Oh
my god.
Peak ITV2 that was. They went on went on dates with him. All the girls that had all these lavish dates, and I remember all the dates because I did watch it, they were all surrounded by like these professional servants, and there was like security detail, and they all I think they all believed that it was him. No one actually ever said it was Prince Harry. They just had to call him Sir.
And what happened with this show? Did it do the full run?
There was an English butler.
I think it got cancelled.
Right. They showed the whole thing on ITV2. They spent money on it as well. They had like helicopters flying around. It was not a cheap show. In the US got cancelled after 4 episodes. No one watched it.
I'll tell you what, my friend Bim said this yesterday and I totally agree. I cannot wait for the really so bad it's good made-for-TV movie about Meghan and Harry.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be absolute life.
It's got to be on its way.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.